This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
And I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox this week. It's been a fun week. It has been. Kim, it's always so awesome to work with you. I just so admire the work you do on the show. I really do.
Does Trisha give you the money that she pays you to say that? Does she give it to you after the show, or does she give it to you before the show? How does that work?
She doesn't directly give me the money. She mostly approves it. So
It kind of
like goes
down
the chain.
Got it. Okay. Thank you.
Joining us now, Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers. Good morning, Tanya.
Hey, good morning. I thought I was about to hear some like good gossip going on here, and I was just like on the edge of my seat. But okay, I see what you did there. It's all right.
Well, I think in general, most people realize if you compare anything to the Holocaust, the person that makes the comparison always comes up a big loser. State Democrats apologizing now for comparing GOP redistricting plan to the Holocaust. So what's going on in Texas there? It seems to me that they're kind of losing their minds a little.
Well, this is the statements that were made by one of the Texas Democratic state representatives, Jolanda Jones. Is what is getting a lot of attention here. She, and I'm going to read verbatim what she said, because I don't want to paraphrase this and have anybody confused or not know exactly what she said. Her statements to Don Lemon, the former CNN host on his show on Tuesday, is where this comes from. And what she said was, we better have the courage to stand up, otherwise we will fall for anything. And in this country, we will be defeated, deported. I mean, we will lose all our rights, and if you think it can't happen, it can. The next part is where she invokes the Holocaust and makes a comparison, and she says, I will liken this to the Holocaust. People are like, well, how did the Holocaust happen? How was somebody in a position to kill all those people? Well, good people remain silent, or good people didn't realize what happens to them can very soon happen to me or somebody I love. And so even if you made it, man, you have an obligation to help people who can't, because God forbid they end up targeting you and your family. Those were her exact words. Now, she has apologized in a statement to Fox News Digital. She said, I made a statement on the Don Lemon show comparing Trump's attempts to disenfranchise black and brown people to the Holocaust. That was a mistake, and I apologized for it. Trump is coming from my community, and I get emotional about it and make strong statements, but that was going too far, and I retract that comparison.
Well, the retraction, I don't think people are necessarily going to remember her for that. And there have been a lot of wild emotions that have been going on. And it doesn't surprise me. It was on Don Lemon's program that something like this would happen. But we're talking about the powers that be right now. They're doing everything they can to try to bring the representatives back in for a vote. I think Donald Trump was right to say that, you know, politics, this is how it goes. You have to debate these things, but you have to show up to debate them, which they're not even showing up. So there's a lot of emotions going on around Texas right now.
Oh, there are, for sure. I mean, you know, you've got a lot of different things playing out with the whole story from Texas. Of course, the reason that the Democrats left in the first place is because of the redistricting push in the special session that was called by the governor. That is one of the things that's being, you know, talked about and done during this special session. The other thing, which I don't want people to lose focus on, is the flooding response. Remember the deadly flooding that killed so many people over the July 4th weekend in Texas?
Terrible.
That's one of the other things they're supposed to be addressing. And they kind of had a political calculation to make. Were they going to tackle the redistricting first, or were they going to tackle the flooding stuff first and then, you know, get to redistricting later? The redistricting stuff has already been done. They've redrawn the maps. Now they're just trying to vote on them, which is why the Democrats left, to keep them from having a quorum so they could vote, because they know they don't have enough votes to, you know, override the maps. If they're there and they vote, you know, no, then their vote will be recorded, but not really going to keep them from. Yeah, it's not going to matter. That flooding part, though, that is the thing I'm keeping an eye on, because you're going to have people in Texas who are getting louder and louder and louder about that, because their response has been, according to some accounts from folks in Texas who really had the brunt of this, it's been terrible.
Tanya, you're the first person who's even brought that up. I mean, of all the coverage of what's going on out of Texas, you're the only one who's said that this is also holding up a vote on the Texas flooding response. What about it? Is it like funding, or what are they specifically voting on when it comes to the Texas flooding?
That's a good question. There has been, actually, I will point to, it's not, I wish I was being able to, I wish I was able to go down there and do the original reporting myself, honestly. Some of the stuff that has been reported, for one, in the New York Times, they did a piece where they went and interviewed one of the men who owns land down there that flooded. And it wasn't just him. It was several people in that community who spoke up and were talking about, you know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The fact that the state has not really, you know, they didn't have a big response from the state. They're still trying to pick up the debris. They're still trying to recover, and they've really not had a lot of help. at all. You know, it wasn't like a, you know, we normally see a big response like from FEMA or from, you know, where people come in and they help. And they said that some of the volunteers from other parts of the country and other parts of the state did come in right after it happened and helped. But we're talking, you know, more than a month later. And, you know, a lot of these people are saying, okay, well, we really didn't get the response that we normally would have seen in something like this, you know, in maybe another part of the country or whatever, or in the past. So that is it. They've done some really good reporting on this. There have been outlets who have. The Texas Tribune also does really good reporting there in their home state to, you know, kind of keep up with this too. But that is one of the interesting pieces of this is, you know, why they're doing the redistricting, the push to get that done. You've also got the political stuff going on around it. You know, there's even the primary challenge John Cornyn is getting from the AG Ken Paxton in Texas, which is kind of also contributing to some of the things that are being pushed, you know, by, okay, should the FBI get involved? Cornyn has said, yeah, maybe the FBI should be going after these Democrats who have left the state. Because, again, he's in a primary challenge from Ken Paxton, and neither one of them have gotten Trump's endorsement yet, and they both want it. So, you know, you're seeing, like, different political, like, tentacles going every direction in this whole story. This is not just about, hey, the Democrats left town. There is so much more going on here.
Wow.
Yep. Well, I know we only got a couple minutes, but Tanya J. Powers, Fox News Radio. Before, I guess this would have been maybe an hour and a half ago, we were talking about how Kim used to be man on the street. She worked for a TV station. She was at the Iowa State Fair. Is that right? And she got bit by a horse. Oh. Tanya, you ever been bit by a horse or something like that out in the field?
I have not. I mean, I had horses growing up, and thankfully I was very, very early on to stay away from the mouse. But, you know, as well as the back legs, those are also dangerous.
Yes.
But yeah, bless your heart. I am so sorry to hear that.
You've probably seen all kinds of stuff, you know, being in your position with Fox News Radio. But yeah, you do, when you're out there and actually reporting in the field, you do experience a lot of crazy stuff. I'm sure you have.
You're gutsy, and I don't know if I'd have had enough nerve to have gotten that. I did interview a rooster one time, but not a horse. So I'd
like to see that interview. I'd really like to listen to that.
Interview a rooster.
Career highlight right there. That's a resume builder, yeah. Tanya.
I know, right?
Yeah, you go in, what's my assignment today? Wait, hold on. Seriously, what's my assignment today?
That's good.
Tanya J. Powers, Fox News Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Need to Google and, that right now.
Well, yeah, if you go to YouTube.
Her interviewing a rooster.
If you go to YouTube, by the way, you can search for Kim St. Ange and just put horse in there. It's one of the first things.
I'm telling you, it was when you used to Google my name, because I would Google myself before I would do an interview because I wanted to know when potential employers are looking me up, what are they seeing? And, you know, it was Kim, reporter bit by horse on live TV or whatever. That was like the number one thing. I'm really proud. I mean, of all the things I did over my nearly 10-year career in television news, I'm so honored that me getting bit by a horse was the number one, I guess, most searched story.
Yeah, I see. I see a bunch of rooster passes out after an extended. That's not it either. I'm trying to find the Tanya J. Powers rooster bit. We might have to reach back out to her and see if we can get a link, or maybe we can find a clip to it somewhere
That's
else.
Funny.
But either way, interviewing animals, it's always a recipe for disaster. And I don't know. I like the idea. Like I pitched this in our newsroom. I said, there's a canine from the Michigan State Police that's retiring. Would you let me interview him? I just wanted the dog barking. That's basically, it would just be me asking questions and the dog barking on the other side of the phone. I thought that would be cute and funny. Got turned down. They
said they?
No cute, no funny allowed here. So maybe it's never too late to interview a rooster. I'll have to try that and say, if it's good enough for Tanya J. Powers, it's good enough for
Come
us.
Come on, guys. Don't you know a good story when you see one?
I know. Kim on a whim coming up after the break. 97.1 FM Talk.
This report is sponsored by Overhead Door Company of St. Louis.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.